Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
To us live from Australia. We're going international here on The One. We have Daz Swan coming to us live from Queensland. We're here to talk about a new hip-hop compilation album called Next Up Aotearoa that Mr. Daz Swan has orchestrated. Good morning to you, Daz. How are you? Oh, sorry, there you are. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
There we go.
Good morning, Zach.
There we go. Sorry, there was a little technical malfunction there. How are things treating you in Queensland?
Yeah, good, man. It's a little bit cold, actually. You know, growing up in Christchurch, I thought I'd be used to the cold, but yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, funny that, eh? I mean, I was surprised. I went to Melbourne in February, and apparently Melbourne can get brutally cold, which I was very surprised about.
Yes, Australia, some places can get really cold, eh? And it's just unexpected.
Mm. Are you pretty acclimatized to Queensland now?
I am. It's pretty hot where I am.
Mm. Is it pretty, like, punishing when you come back home and you, like, have to wear a puffer jacket on a sunny day?
Yeah, inside too.
That's so cooked, man. Also, is Daz short for anything? Is that short for Daryl?
Darren.
Nice. When did you start going by Daz?
Maybe when I was about 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Cracker.
Nice and short.
Nice. That's good. Nice three-letter name. I rate a good three-letter name.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. Now, you're...
You know you've made it when you've got one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Zach, Daz, we're like blood brothers right here.
That's it.
You're originally from Christchurch, as you mentioned before. How did you get into hip-hop, and how would you say the Christchurch hip-hop scene has changed over the years?
Yeah, like, I've always had a love for hip-hop. I just love the music, and probably when I got to about 18, 19, I sort of fell in love with, like, Scott Storch and Dr. Dre produced style beats. Mm. And at the time, one of my best friends, he was a rapper, and he introduced me to this program called Fruity Loops. And I was just hooked. And I still use it to this day, right? We spent a lot of time mastering that program and just, like, making beats while we were probably supposed to be doing uni work and things like that.
Nice. See, I thought you were the orchestrator, the conductor of this record. But no, you produced a decent amount of...
I produced every track.
Yeah, you produced every track, which is...
Every track,
yeah. Were you using Fruity Loops for those tracks?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
You go. Yeah. So, like, I guess I was just thinking about your question about how things have probably changed in the Christchurch scene.
Oh yeah.
And I think the biggest thing that's changed is actually the way music's distributed. Mm. So, like, I remember back in the day in the early 2000s, the boys, they'd burn CDs and print covers, and they'd actually go around shopping centers and public places and be trying to get their music out there, like, whether they give it away or sell it.
Physically,
but I guess, so there was always that personal touch or interaction with potential listeners. But I guess these days, like, people, because they've got access to online distributors, they put it out, and I think that might be a little bit lost.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, the art of, not bootlegging, what do you call it? I don't know. Selling things out of the back of your car, like that kind of, almost like the homeliness is totally just abstract now. It's very alien online.
Yeah. Absolutely agree, yeah.
And everyone's competing for attention. It's just...
Yeah.
It's a real crowd, you know. I've spoken to someone who is very much in the know about New Zealand hip-hop, has been in the scene for quite a while, and they told me that that a lot of the underground rappers in Aotearoa, they're quite insular and almost maybe shy, and they don't really promote themselves that much. And if they do record, they don't really share the music they've recorded a lot of the time. Would you say that this is kind of the case?
Yeah, I guess I can't speak for whether they're shy or not, but I think there's...
Yeah, very insular.
They probably do less public interaction, like I was sort of touching on. And I guess the shows are still there with the more experienced artists, because they sort of come up through that era. But I guess, yeah, it's that, that personal touch, you know, like getting their music in front of people and meeting the people that are going to be listening to it, I think is missing. I reckon one artist that actually does it really well is artist called Roars. He's an artist from Christchurch, and what he does is he actually goes out into the Christchurch CBD with his little boombox speaker, and he just freestyles. And you know, he gets heaps of people coming up to him, and you know, he's interacting with them, and it's a good way, like, he's obviously honing his craft doing that, and he's drumming up people to listen to his music and follow him and on all the platforms and things like that. So that's one example of it being done really well, and I don't think enough people probably do that.
I respect that a lot, because that's quite gutsy to do that, and it improves your ability to be in front of the public as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it improves a lot of skills, and yeah, you're right, it takes a lot of guts to do that.
Heaps of guts, man. There's like 11 or 12 artists on here. Have you known most of them for a very long time?
I have known a couple of them for a while. Most of them I haven't. Really? I've only recently, yeah, so because I'm living in Aussie, I'm sort of, no, I wouldn't say out of touch, but I'm not there to be regularly part of the scene. But I have a friend who's very much in the scene, and he was sort of like my connect with different people. So, yeah, I just basically reached out to the artists after I had the idea, and look, a lot of them loved the idea, and it was pretty easy to get people on board after that.
Was that connect in particular? Was that Borsey, who features on the album three times?
Borsey? No, it actually wasn't. The artist that I'm talking about actually isn't on the album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did put a few demos together, but we didn't feel they were the right tracks to sort of go onto the album. He actually used to host the hip-hop show at RDU.
Oh, really?
A couple of years ago. Yeah, yeah. So he actually was, you know, quite connected in the scene. So, yeah, he was part of it, but he actually, we didn't get a record on there.
Oh, fair enough. Well, something I noticed about the record is the amount of variety on here. I mean, the opener, Any Means, with Boozy. Boozy? You said Boozy?
Yes, yeah. That's Boozy.
It's a cozy, warm, kind of Griselda-esque vibe, and it's followed immediately by Other 33, which is much more raucous and drill-inspired, and then we also have some of the kind of trappy, grimy beats on the record. From the get-go, was genre-slash-mood variety something that you really wanted?
Yeah, bro, definitely. Like, so I did think about it, and it just felt like on this project I really wanted to have that diversity. I didn't want to bottleneck anyone to like one style, like just boom bap tracks or, you know, things like that. I wanted to have that variety on it, and yeah, I just focused on making like the best tracks I possibly could with the artists, and then worried about sort of track placement and selection secondary to that.
I want to touch on one particular track which I really enjoyed, which was Extraterrestrial, which features Big Guts Billy. Was Deltron 3030 an inspiration for the kind of alien vibes on that track?
No, I guess he gave me the topic of what he wanted to sort of spit about, and then I found something, some cuts that I thought, these will sound really good, and then, you know, we just sort of plugged them in through along the track. But I definitely like that one. It's not one that's, you know, got that catchy hook that's going to bring you in, but I just love his delivery and his bars. If you actually really listen to his bars, yeah, you're really going to catch some messages in there.
Yeah, some real fun vibes. I definitely got a kind of a Deltron 3030 vibe just because of the opening sample, I think. And there's not a lot of hip hop about you know, that features alien topics. So yeah, but that's it's a great track, top tier track.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, man.
Did you give the artists much of a framework or guideline for what to do? Or did they kind of just bring their own energy for the tracks?
Yeah, I definitely let them just bring their own energy. I think that's important for an artist. If you want to get the best out of them, you kind of got to let them go with it and then just give them some guidance on what they're trying to deliver. A lot of them have quite a bit of experience on their tracks. If I give an example as well, Spray. So with Joe and Stanza, they're very experienced artists. I just said to them, look, I think with that track, don't do a hook, just go back to back to back. And then another one was Tuck Your Ego by College Road.
That's what we're going to be playing after this interview.
So with that one, it was I was actually really surprised when he picked that track, and I was like, are you sure, bro? This is the one you want to do? And he's like, yeah. And sorry, I didn't give him any instructions, and he sent that back same day, and I was like, oh wow, okay, yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, that's the one.
It's interesting because I think I read that for some of the artists, it was their first time working in a studio. Was that much of a challenge at all, or was that pretty easy to get around?
It was. So the 03 track that you talked about earlier with Frequent, so that was his first time in the studio, and you've probably heard the track and you can hear how fast that track is. So to actually get that recorded down took quite a lot of takes. So it was interesting. And then someone like Big Guts Billy walks in and does his in two takes, you know. So it was definitely varied for all of them, and I think, yeah, some of them were really grateful for that experience as well.
For sure. Now, is this album going to be a one-off, or can we expect to see another hip-hop compilation from you and your associates down the pipeline?
Yeah, I originally thought maybe it would be a once-off, but, I mean, we've had a really good reception with this, and the support that's been shown has been amazing. So I really think that I would love to do another, you know, like a volume 2 or a volume 3 moving forward, and just keep showcasing these new artists. So, yeah, definitely I think that we're going to do another one at least.
Awesome. That's so exciting. I can't wait to see what comes out of that one. You know, it's New Zealand Music Month. We're coming to the very end of it. I want to know, what's your favourite hip-hop that's been coming out of Aotearoa in the past couple of years?
I had a lot of music in my playlist, and when I think about it, Boosie's classic, The Misguided Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, I just think it's so... I don't know if you've heard it, but it's probably the best hip-hop album come out of New Zealand that hasn't had any label push at all. I think it's had over 5 million streams on Spotify alone. Yeah, he's and he doesn't promo or anything like that. He's just very talented. And I guess the other guys, I'm a big fan of Stanza Blade and Joe the Freak Show. They absolutely killed everything that they put out. So yeah, probably those two. And if I had to pick two songs in particular, I'd say Up to No Good by Boosie and No Hands Out by Stanza and Joe.
Mean. I love the thoughtfulness there. Thank you for coming on the program and talking to me about next up Aotearoa, this awesome hip-hop compilation record. I'm looking forward to spinning it a few times. I hope you have a great day, and hope that Queensland treats you well.
Thanks, man. Hey, appreciate the time.
No, thank you very much. Take care, man.
No worries, thanks. You too. See ya.
All right, folks, that was Daz Swan, who has orchestrated this new hip-hop compilation record. Next up, Aotearoa. We are going to be playing the last track on the record by College Road called Tuck Your Ego. There's lots of really awesome wordplay on here. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll have a corridor with Kala of Ursa about her new record, Animal Reaction. Stay tuned for that and much more. Here is College Road with Tuck Your Ego.
Mess with none of these precious ones. I'm tested, pressed for time. You chasing dreams and stay asleep. My G so deep, you're falling behind. I'm here in the moment, watching it go and soaking it up and keeping it closer now. I'm...
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.